For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
This Shabbos is Parshas Boy. Parshas Boy is the 15th Parsha of Chumash. The number 15 is a very unique number. We know that the 15th day of the month is when the moon is complete. That's when there's Pesach, that's when there's Sukkot. We have also Tu B'Shvat coming. And that's also Keneged Shlomo HaMelech, who was the 15th generation. That's why during his Melucha, the Malchus was practically complete, almost like in Yemos HaMashiach. As the Zohar calls it, Kaima Sihara Ba'ashlamusa. This parasha is the parasha of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim happened on the 15th of Nisan. So it's no wonder that this is the 15th parasha of Chumash. This parasha is unique in many, many ways, as every parasha is unique. And we try to go through the unique character of every single parasha every week. Be'ezer Hashem, this parasha has in it the mitzvah that was first given to Klal Yisrael as a nation. The first Rashi in Chumash, which everyone is familiar with, that the Torah should have started with HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh. That's in this week's parasha. Bereishis Bara Elohim is the actual beginning of the Chumash, beginning of the Torah. The Torah was supposed to start, however, with HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Shehi Mitzvah Rishayna Shenitztavu by Yisrael. That was the first mitzvah that we were commanded as a people, as a nation. So in many ways, this is the beginning of Chumash. In many ways, Parashas Boy is where it starts. The words Boy is Bereishis Bara Elohim, stands for Bereishis Bara Elohim. It's sort of, the Reishis begins here in this parasha. And we are in the month of Shvat, and as we spoke in our Rosh Chodesh year, that Shvat is the month, as it says in Sefer Devarim at the beginning, that Moshe Rabbeinu began teaching Sefer Mishneh Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu began teaching Sefer Devarim on the first day of Shvat. Ba'ashtei osar chodesh be'echad la'chodesh diber Moshe al b'nei Yisrael. And as the Pasuk says, Hoyel Moshe, Rashi says Hischel, Moshe began. So Shvat is a new beginning in general. That's when Moshe began teaching a new level of Torah, the fifth Sefer of Chumash, Mishneh Torah. And here we read Parshas Boy, always read in the month of Shvat, where we begin also a new level of Torah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, which is actually the beginning of Matan Torah. Klal Yisrael actually received mitzvahs and Torah learning even before Matan Torah in Mitzrayim. In this parasha, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, and the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach, Pidyon HaBen, Kiddush B'chayrois, and as the parasha ends off with the mitzvah of Tefillin. So this is a very unique parasha. This parasha begins with the eighth makkah of the ten makkahs. We know there are ten makkahs, and the makkahs are split 7 and 3, as we spoke about last week. Last week we had the 7 makkahs from Dam to Borod. This week we have Arba Choshech Makas Bechayrus. As we know, you spoke last week why it's split 7 and 3, and as the Reb Tzadik and Prid Tzadik, the Pnei Menachem brings it down, and Shem Shmuel speaks about it, how the 10 Makas correspond to the Eser Sfirois, the Eser Koiches HaNefesh, the 10 powers of the soul. And there are 7 emotions, those are the 7 midos, beginning with chesed, till malchus, those who are familiar, those who are not familiar, chesed, gevura, teferes, netzach, hoy, disoid, malchus, we say it in davening every day, l'cho Hashem, ha-gedula, v'ha-gevura, v'ha-teferes, v'ha-netzach, v'ha-hoyd, kichol, ba-shamayim, v'oretz, l'cho Hashem, ha-mamlocha, those are the 7 spheroids. And those are the 7 emotions from the heart. And connected those 7 emotions, connected those 7 spheres, we have the 7 makas and parshas vo'era. And the makas, as we mentioned last week, serve as a dual purpose. They elevated Klal Yisrael and they humbled the Egyptians. As the pasuk says in Yeshaya, noguf v'rofu. It was a magefa, it was a makkah for the Mitzrayim. It was a punishment, it was a makkah, but for us it was an elevation. For us it was becoming transformed from slaves, from avadim to b'nei chayrim. From B'nai Noyach to B'nai Yisrael, going through a tremendous change from being enslaved to becoming Hashem's Avodim, the Kili B'nai Yisrael Avodim. The Makkos therefore serves not only to humble and to plague the Egyptians, but also to heal and to elevate Klal Yisrael. The makas in this week's parasha are a totally different set of makas. Beginning in this week, we have these three makas which are connected, the three powers of the intellect. Chachma bina keser, or chachma bina das, or keser chachma bina. There are different ways how these three go. What the order is known in the svarim as the gimel moichim, the three powers of the intellect. In science, they talk about the cerebrum, the cerebellum, the medulla oblongata. There's three parts of the brain. And also there's chachma bina da'as, deya bina haskel, whatever your nusach is. It's all emes, it's all the same. So these three makas in Parshas Bo'i, arba, choshech, makas b'choyres, correspond to the three powers of the brain, the gimel moichon, also known as keni, knizi, kadmoini. Those are the three nations that will be ours in the future. The three nations known as Amoin, Moav, Edoim, which Avraham Avinu was promised 10 nations, 7 were already given, and the 3 we are waiting for. So in many respects, the three makas and Parshas Bo'i are actually futuristic. They're something, they're connected, the gimel moichim, they're connected, the three powers of the intellect that will be totally rectified in the future. They're connected, the keni, knizi, kadmoini, those parts of Eretz Yisrael that will be ours in the future. If we take a look at the beginning of the parasha, every parasha, as we speak about in these shiurim, the beginning and the end are related. In Torah, the chlal, Torah in general, is like a circle. We find that when those people who make a siyum, they connect the end of the Masechta to the beginning of the Masechta. Where every Simchas Torah, we end Chumash, we end Vizayis HaBracha, we go right to Bereishis. It's a circle. And there's always a connection between the beginning and the end. This is based on a phrase in Sefer Yetzirah. Na'utz Soifan B'Tchilosan U'Tchilosan B'Soifan. The end and the beginning are related. The end and the beginning are connected. In many Parshiyos, it's very clear. How do we see that here? We start this parasha with Arba, with the first of the three makas, Keneged, the Gimel Moichim, and we end this parasha with the mitzvah of tefillin. The parasha ends off, and we say this every day when you put on your tefillin, the parasha of Kaddishli, V'hoya lo'oysal yadacha ul'taytofais b'neinecha ki b'choizek yod hoitzionu Hashem Mitzrayim. One has to wear tefillin on the hand as a sign, and tefillin taytofais b'neinecha on the head, because Hashem took us out with strength from Mitzrayim. So what exactly does Arba and Tefillin have in common? L'cha'ira, nothing. What did locust and Tefillin have in common? Makkah of Arba, which this parasha begins with, is very different, al-pi pshat, not only in the Pnimius, it's very different than the previous Makkahs. We find a major change taking place here by this Makkah, something which did not happen by the previous Makkahs. By this Makkah, number one, Hashem doesn't tell Moshe what the Makkah is. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe boi el paroi, for I hardened his heart. And in order that you should speak in the ears of your children and tell them how I mocked the Egyptians, es asher salalti b'mitzrayim v'es oisoi sai asher samti v'am, and my signs, in the plural, that I put in them, and you will know that I am Hashem. That's it. Then Moshe Rabbeinu says, comes to paroi, and he tells him, so says the God of the Hebrews, if you don't let the Jews go, I'm bringing Arba tomorrow in your boundaries. When did Hashem tell him about Makkas Arba? We don't find here that Hashem told him that there's going to be a Makkah known as Arba. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that it was Arba? So the Mefarshim speak about it. Some say it's not necessary by every Makkah that Hashem has to tell him. It's clear, of course, he told it to him. We see in the previous Makkahs. But others say there's more to it than that. Why? By this Makkah, Hashem doesn't tell Moshe what the Makkah is. Moshe sort of has to figure it out on his own. So why is it that way? Now we also find by this Makkah what seems to be disrespect to Paroi, something which till now did not happen. By the first 7 Makkahs, Moshe Rabbeinu came to the palace and must have walked out backwards, the way you walk out from a king. Here it says, Vayifen Vayetse Meim Paroi. After he finishes warning Paroi, he turns, Vayifen, which it doesn't say by any other Makkah. Turning means his back to the king. You don't walk out with your back to the king. You walk out backwards, like you walk out from a Rebbe, from a Rosh Hashiva, from a Ladam Godly. You walk out backwards. You don't turn, and your back is facing the king. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do that till now. Why is he doing it now? In fact, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to have respect for Paroi. Vayitzaveim el b'nei Yisrael. Vayitzaveim el Paroi melech Mitzrayim. Rashi tells us in the previous parasha. that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to be chaylek kovid lemalchus, to show respect and honor to the king. So why is he turning around with his back to the king the first time ever? He didn't do by any other makas. We find here also that the servants of Paray speak up to Paray for the first time. This did not happen before. Never before did the servants offer any opinions. No one offers an opinion in front of a king. You don't say what's on your mind in front of the king. You do that. Achaz dosay lahamis. Vayomru avdei Paray elav ad mosayi ezel lanu lemoikesh. All of a sudden, the servants are talking. And they're telling Paray, how long are you going to let this last? Don't you know already how terem teidaki of the Mitzrayim? Don't you know the Mitzrayim is finished? If we don't let the Jews go, you hear what he said? Locust, we'll have nothing left to eat. The land will be finished. There'll be nothing left to eat. There'll be no vegetation, no fruits, no vegetables. How could you allow? Let them go and finish. And Paray gives in. Paray's not angry at his servants. In fact, I Yushav es Moshe. Moshe and Aaron are brought back to the palace. This is the first time that ever happened. And Paray and Moshe are having a negotiation meeting here. Paray says, let's negotiate. Let's see. Who's supposed to be going? So Moshe says, we're all going. Oh, we're all going. That I'm not letting. You're taking your kids with you. You don't have to take your kids. Kids don't slaughter. You said you have to go slaughter to your gods. Leave the kids here. You can take all the animals you want. Leave the kids. So there's a negotiation going on. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu says no. And then Paray says, okay, that's it. Out. This never happened before. This is the first time it happened. Now, we also find by this marker that Paray says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Re'u ki ro'a neged p'neichem. There's bad opposite your faces. I see evil. And Rashi explains, he says, I saw it with my stargazing powers, something which is not mentioned by any other makkah till now. Stargazing powers. I saw a star, they say Mars, Mazel Madim. I saw this star coming up to you in the desert, and it's a sign of blood and murder. And later, when the Jews sinned by the eagle, and Hashem wants to wipe out Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Lama yoimru Mitzrayim bera'a hoitziyam laharoig oisam behorim." The Jews are going to say, if you wipe them all out, that Paray was right. Paray said, "Ruki ra neged penecha," and tells us Rashi, "The hofach es hadam ledam mila shemol Yehoshua." Hashem turned this blood, because in the stargazing powers has some truth to it. There is something to it. There's such a thing as a mazel. There is such a thing as a horoscope. There is such a thing as the zodiac. Klal Yisrael is above that, which was clearly visible here, because what Hashem did was he turned that blood into the blood of Mila. So Paray does see blood, but it ends up being the Dam Mila. That's what it really is. And later Yehoshua ben Nun circumcises Klal Yisrael on their way in to Eretz Yisrael. Why here? How come Paray never said this till now? Why by this Makkah he never said it? By Dam, by Tzvardeya, up until Bora, this was never mentioned. All of a sudden over here, he sees in his stargazing powers, and Chazal are telling us that really it's the Dam Mila. Why is that over here? There are many, many other diyukim here in the limited time that we have. If one takes a look in the previous parasha, you'll notice that whenever Paray gets nervous, like by the frogs, by the oroiv, by the borod, he says, okay, I'll let you go. Just pray to your God and, you know, get this makkah out of here. And he says, go and slaughter to your God. Zivchu. Go and slaughter to your God. Here, for the first time, he doesn't use the word zivchu. Here he says, Lechu ivdu, go serve your God. In fact, his servants first say, V'ya'avdu es Hashem Eloheihem. And Paray says, Lechu ivdu es Hashem Eloheihem. And then again, V'ivdu es Hashem. Not only by this makkah, by Choshech, which is the next one in the parasha, also, Paray says, Lechu ivdu es Hashem, except there he says the opposite. Take your kids, leave the animals. He can't, never gets it straight. But he says ivdu. He doesn't say zivchu, ivdu. And then, of course, by Makas Bechayreis, where he lets us out for good, he calls to Moshe and Aaron, he says, kumu tse'u, get out, ulechu ivdu es Hashem. So the three last Makas, ivdu, ivdu, ivdu. The first seven, no mention of ivdu. He doesn't use that word. He uses the word zivchu. A clear distinction between this Makas and the previous Makas. The Zohar HaKadosh begins this parasha, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, boyel Paray, Hadohu dechsev ashrei ha'om yoidei serua. Pasuk in Tehillim. Fortunate are the people who know how to blow shofar. What does that have to do with Makas Arba? All the mefarshei Zohar ask. The Zohar goes further and says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe boy el paroi. Boy means to come. Hashem should have said leich, not come, go. So the Zohar says Moshe was afraid to go. So Hashem said, come, I'll come with you. You're scared? I'll come with you. And I'll take you into the inner chambers. Idrin Basar Idrin. That's what the Zohar says. I'll take you into the inner chambers of Paroi. And I'll be with you the whole time. You don't have to worry. Why is he worried here? First of all, this is not the first Boyel Paroi. It says Boyel Paroi in the previous parasha more than once. The Zohar doesn't say it over there. We don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid over there. All of a sudden, by Makkah number 8, Moshe Rabbeinu was scared. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. If he wasn't afraid before, why is he afraid now? And if he's afraid now, why wasn't he afraid before? What happened over here that suddenly Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid? So, perhaps in order to understand all of this and the connection between this Makkah and what comes afterwards, what comes after this Makkah and after Makkah's Choshech is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is the first mitzvah given to us as a nation. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chodoshim. This is a mitzvah which is referred to as Chochmaschem Ubinaschem Le'enei Ho'amim. It's a pasuk in Vayeschanan. It says, Ki hi chochmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Hei. That's the chochma of tkufais umazolois. This chochma, which was given to Am Yisrael, and specifically Shevet Yisachar. Shevet Yisachar excelled in the mitzvah and in this chochma of tkufa mazolois. They knew all about the sun and the moon and the constellations, stars and all that, and how to be mekadosh the chodesh, how to be ma'aber the shana, and to be ma'aber the chodesh. This mitzvah is referred to as the Chochma and the Bina of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk says here, Rak am Chocham v'kimigoy gadol, Rak am Chocham v'novoin hagoy hagadol hazeh, ki hi chochmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim. Ushmartem v'asisem. You know when the Jewish people are going to be considered wise? Not when they study the teachings of the nations, but when they stick to their own teachings, ushmartem va'asizem, ki hi chochmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ha'amim. That's your true wisdom in the eyes of the nations. Asha yishmu v'neiz kolachukim ha'ela, rak am chocham v'novayin ha'goya ha'godol hazeh. So we see that this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which this mitzvah is not just proclaiming an extra day to a month or an extra month to a year, like the year we're in now, it's Hashanah Meuberes, but this tremendous Chochma and Bina that even the nations recognize, that Klal Yisrael has this power that they could change time. They could actually add a month. And time changes, as the famous Yerushalmi and Ksubas, Lokel Goymer Olai, that even a Besula, who lost her Besulim because she's already 12 months and one day, if they decide to be Ma'abra the Chodesh, her Besulim return. That Chazal have the power to be Meshana the Teva. Nature changes based on what when Besdin decides the new year is, when Besdin decides the new day, the new Rosh Chodesh is, or whether it should be a leap year or not a leap year. This began here. This starts here in this parasha, Parashas Boy, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim, which is this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is the Chochmah and the Bina of Klal Yisrael. So isn't it interesting that, as we mentioned before, Arba Choshech Makas V'Choyres is Keneged Bina, Chochmah, and Keser. These are the Gimel Moichim, the three powers of the intellect. So when these Makas come to Mitzrayim, they're plaguing the Mitzrayim, they're ruining Mitzrayim, but at the same time, they're elevating Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had their Midos elevated and purified in Parshas Va'era with the first seven. Now with the latter three, Arba, Choshech, Makas, Bechoyres, the power of the intellect is changing. The Chochman, the Bina of Klal Yisrael is forming. Torah Shebal Peh, Ki hi chochmaschem ubinaschem is begematria Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is what sets us apart from the nations. Not Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav, the Goyim have to, they have access to Torah Shebiksav. Today the truth is they have access to Torah Shebal Peh also. But originally Torah Shebal Peh was not written, wasn't allowed to be written, as the Gemara says in Gittin. And the real krisis bris that Hashem made with Klal Yisrael was with Torah Shebal Peh. Like Koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris im Yisrael, Ela im Torah Shebal Peh, Shenema ki al pi hadvorim ha'ela korati yitcha bris. The Gemara says in Gittin, Samach Amid Beis, Torah Shebal Peh is what sets us apart from them. And Tkufais Umazolais, this Chachma, which shows that we are above the Itstagninus, we are above the stargazing powers of Mitzrayim. We're above the Mazel. Because only Klal Yisrael has this ability to be able to be Meshana Zman. Avraham Avinu was told already, Tsei Me Itstagninus Shelecha, even though Alpi Itstagninus Ein Lecha Bein, but you are above Itstagninus, you are above the stargazing powers. Yolamailam and Azman, Ein Mazel Yisrael. So here, By this Makkah specifically, by Makkah's Arba, suddenly Paro is looking into his stargazing powers. And he says, I see in my stargazing powers this star that's rising that is detriment, is not beneficial to you at all. It's blood, it's hariga, it's madim, it's oidem, it's midas hadim. It doesn't pay for you to go. You shouldn't go out of Mitzrayim. But at the same time, for Klal Yisrael, Arba, which is the eighth Makkah, the first of the last three, which is Chochma, Bina, Keser, Klal Yisrael is now developing their Chochma, their Bina. Hihi Chochmaschem u'binaschem le'enei ha'amim. The Chochma and the Bina of Klal Yisrael, which is Kuf, that the fact that Klal Yisrael with the Koyach HaTorah, with Torah Shabbal Peh, could be Meshana Zman, can change time, can take something which is Choyel and make it Kodesh, to take a year of 12 months and make it 13 months. A chaydish that's supposed to be 29 days becomes 30 days, and so on. This is a koyach that Klal Yisrael has that began here, in Mitzrayim, as we're about to leave Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael is becoming apart from the nations, apart from Mitzrayim, and is now being given this special mitzvah of Kiddush HaChaydish. It's the first mitzvah ever given to Am Yisrael before anything else, even before Pesach, and before Matzah, and before Tefillin, and before Pidyon HaBen, and before Kiddush B'chayrus, which are all in this parasha. The first thing is that Klal Yisrael is above Zman, above time, L'may L'man HaZman, and with the Koyach HaTorah, you can be Meshane Zman. But this doesn't happen until after the three Makkahs. First we have to go through the first seven, and now when we enter the eighth Makkah, Makkahs Arba, which is Keneged Bina, now we have the power of Bina and Chochma, now comes the mitzvah afterwards of Kiddush HaChodesh. Hinani Mevi Mocha Arba B'Gvulecha is B'Gematria Rak Am Chocham V'Novoin Hagoy HaGodol HaZeh. This concept of Chochma Bina that Klal Yisrael is now developing, the Koyach of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, a lot of it you have to figure out on your own. Torah Shebaal Peh, it says straight out. Torah Shebaal Peh is Chidush. Chidush of Torah is something which you have to figure out. You have to work on it. You have to use Yud Gimel Midos, Kasha Teretz, you have to come on to a lot of Svara, a lot of Siyata Dishmaya, of course. So that could be why Hashem didn't tell Moshe what the Makkah was. It's sort of concealed. You figure it out, because this is the development. Torah Shebaal Peh is developing now. Chochma Bina is developing now. Bina means you use your intellect. Maven Dover Mitzayich Dover. There's no need for me to tell you what the Makkah is. This is not necessarily Al Pi Pshat, obviously. It's more of an idea of Pnimius. The fact that there's no Hasra, the fact that Hashem doesn't tell Moshe what the Makkah is because it's expected that Moshe figure it out. Bina is developing here, and that's exactly what's happening. Moshe figures it out on his own. This is the eighth Makkah. The number eight is the number that sets us apart from the nations of the world. The nations of the world are associated with seven. There are seven mitzvahs that the Goyim have. There are seven nations that took over Eretz Yisrael. 7D nations, which is 7 times 10. The week has 7 days. There are 7 Shemitah cycles. It's all seven. There are 7 notes of music. There are 7 colors, as the Sfarim write about main colors. Everything is 7. Teva is 7. L'may L'man HaTeva is 8, as the Maral is Mayrach in his Sefer on Chanukah. L'may L'man HaTeva is 8, as the Gemara says, in Erchin, Kinar Shel Moshiach Shel Shmoina Nimen, 8 strings. Moshiach will play on his harp, meaning to say that he will introduce to the world the realm of 8. But that realm of 8 has already been felt in this world even before Yabai Samashiach. When this Makkah comes to Mitzrayim, this is already futuristic. This Makkah is bringing the Bechina of Shmini to Mitzrayim. It's the 8th Makkah. And the 8th Makkah is the mitzvah of Mila. Mila is the mitzvah that was given to us first, even before Kiddush HaChodesh. That was the first mitzvah given to the first Jew after the 7 mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So Mila is the 8th mitzvah that was given to the world. 7 to the Goyim and the 8th to the Jew. And the mitzvah, of course, is to do it on the 8th day. And at the end of this parasha, we read about mitzvah of Mila as a prerequisite, as a precondition, in order to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Umalta oisai oz yoichal boy. So here, by this Makkah, which is the 8th Makkah, Arba, the word Arba is equal to Hashem's name 8 times. Yutke Vovke, 26, times 8 is 208, that's Arba. So Arba brings a new manifestation of L'may L'man HaTeva into the world, the realm of 8. Which 8 is the number associated with Mashiach. L'may L'man HaTeva. Mashiach, the Gemara says in Sukkah, is from the 8 Nesichei B'nei Adam. Shmoyna Nesichei B'nei Adam. So Arba, which is the Makkah HaShminis, that's why Paroi sees the Dam. Paroi sees the dam meat. Really, he's seeing dam mila, because that's what it really is. It looks like it's dam hariga. It looks like it's the blood of killing. It's mazul madim. It's the koicha of oil, the kraskam bamidbar, which Paroi sees with his koyachu. It's tagninus. But mila is lamaila min hateva. Mila is lamaila min hazman. A Jew is connected to shmini. A Jew is connected to the realm of eight. So mitzat shmini, this dam turns into dam mila rather than being dam hariga. And this is dafka by this smaka. Paro doesn't see it before. Before this smaka, there was no, the realm of eight, the hashpa of shmini did not exist. When this smaka came to Mitzrayim, it brought with it shmini. It brought with it mila, which of course means Eliyahu Anavi. Eliyahu Anavi, as we all know, comes to every bris. Eliyahu Atishbi. Kiroa neged peneichem is begematria Eliyahu Atishbi. Paroi sees dam hariga, but really it's Eliyahu Atishbi. It's mila, because it's going to be nishapech. It's the fact that Klal Yisrael now have chochma bina. They are now being zeichet to Torah Shabbal Peh. They're being zeichet to Torah. They're connecting to the higher realm. They're connecting to the Milam and Ateva. So the pasuk says here, Laman shisi oisoisai ela, the es oisoisai in the plural. What's the plural? Why are we talking about many signs? Arba is only one. By this makkah already, by Arba, Choshech and Nakas Bechoris are already included. You'll notice by this makkah it says that the locusts came, Batechshach Ha'oretz. The earth became dark. There's already a Choshech here too. And by Makkas Bechoris it says, Goresh Yugoresh Eschem Yizeh. Paro is going to chase you out of Mitzrayim. By this makkah, and only by this makkah it says, by Yugoresh Oysameh Espenei Paro, that Moshe and Aaron are chased out of the palace. There's already a ha'orah of the next two makkahs. The Esoisoisai, with this makkah that I'm bringing now, Makkas Arba already includes Choshech and Makkas Bechoris really. Because with the eighth makkah we're already entering this new realm. But it's deeper than that. The signs that the pasuk is talking about over here, not just the makas. Klal Yisrael is being zeicha to an ois, and more than one ois. Mila is an ois. And Shabbos is an ois. Tefillin is called an ois. One of the reasons you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'hoyola ois al yodacha, as the pasuk ends off this week's parashah. V'hoyola ois al yodacha, u'le toitof ois b'nei necha. L'man shisi ois soisai eil. It's not just the ois, meaning the makkah. The makkah is an ois. That's for Mitzrayim, but for Klal Yisrael, there are a number of new oisos that are developing here. The ois of Mila, which of course sets us apart from the nations. Tefillin, and where do we wear the tefillin? On the hand and on the head. On the mayach, the gimel mayach, and that's the last pasuk, the hoyal ois al yodcha, the toitofa is bein emecha, talks about the tefillin on the head, which the tefillin on the head is connected to the mayach. We say it in the Ribbono Shel Olam that you say before you put the tefillin on, that our minds should be pure, we should have pure thoughts. The evil thoughts, negative thoughts shouldn't enter our mind. The tefillin has the power to purify the mind if you wear it properly, with the right kavanas, with the kavanas when you make the bracha, not being mesiach das. So tefillin on the head is also connected to gimel moichin. Just like arba, choshech, makas, b'chayrus is connected to three powers of the intellect, as opposed to the seven makas in the previous parasha, which are the seven emotions. And here we enter into chochma bin, as mentioned before. The tefillin that you wear on the head is on the mayach. And it's in order to purify the mayach. These three makas purified the mayach of Klal Yisrael. Three times mayach, we're talking about three levels of mayach, that's three times 48. Mayach is 48. Three times 48 is equal to 154, which is kedem. Kedem means the way it was. Chadesh yomenu kekedem. Bereshis Unkelus translates mila kadmin. You find by this makkah, and only by this makkah, the ruach hakodim nosa es ha'arba. An east wind blew the arba. An east wind. The ruach hakodim. Which kodim also means kedem. Because this makkah brought us to the level of kedem. Chadesh yomenu kekedem. Kishonim kadmoinios. The world of kedem, which is the world of yovel, is now coming to Mitzrayim. What's yovel? Yovel is the year when they blow the truah. The truah, the havarta shofar truah b'chodesh hashavi b'osel achodesh. Yovel is the power of the truah, which has the power of bringing all Jews together, all Jews back. Tashuvu ishal achuzasai, which is the power of tshuva, which, as we mentioned about the Rosh Chodesh here, just bekitzer, what the Kedushas Levi tells us, that Arba happened in Chodesh Shvat. Arba happened on Tu B'Shvat. Choshech was Purim. And Makas Bechoris, of course, was Pesach, the 15th of every month, where this cheshbon he makes is since Makas Bechoris was on the night of the 15th. So Choshech must have been the month before that, the night of the 14th, night of the 15th of Adar, which is, of course, Purim. That's why it says by Choshech, Ulechol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moish v'yisim. And by Purim, you say, La'ihud b'moish v'yira. You also have two times it says, by the Makal of Choshech, Shloishes Yomim. By Purim, Esther says, to Mordechai, V'tzumu alai Shloishes Yomim lai l'vayayim. You have by Makas Choshech, it's Anachnu loy neida, we don't know. Adalayada, that's Adar, that's Purim. So then the month before that, which is Arba, is Shvat. The month before that, Tu B'Shvat, that's Chodesh Adar. And Chodesh Shvat, that's Makas Arba. And that's the month of Shoivavim. Shoivavim, which is the weeks that we're in now, are the weeks that we go out of Mitzrayim, and we come closer to Yerushalayim, we go out of Mitzrayim, and we get closer to Hashem. It's interesting, the name of the parasha is Boi. Boi means to come in. Yet this is the parasha of going out. This is the parasha of going out of Mitzrayim. You're going out of Mitzrayim. The parasha is not called Tsei. The parasha is called Boi. Who's going in? We're not entering, we're going out. But yet at the end of the parasha, you'll find, this is V'hoya Ki Yaviyacha. When he brings you, because it's not just to go out, the purpose isn't just going out, the purpose is to come in. It's to go out of Mitzrayim and then to come in someplace. Where are we going? We're going to Har Sinai, that's where they were going then. We're going to Eretz Yisrael, Vayiki V'yacha Hashem El Ha'oretz, that's how the parasha ends. Vayiki V'yacha Hashem El Eretz HaKanan. It was the purpose of going out, is not just to stay out, and that's it. It's to go someplace. You're going out of Mitzrayim, and the purpose is to get to Yerushalayim, to get to Eretz Yisrael, or at that time, to get to Har Sinai. That's what the whole Shoivavim is all about. To leave, to go away, to do tshuva, to leave Mitzrayim, and to go to Yerushalayim. That's the whole concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim. By Makas Arba, that happens. It starts by Makas Arba. The, whatever's gonna happen later is already here. By Makas Arba, they already feel the he'ora of la'asid lavoi. They already feel what's going to happen later. That's why by this makkah, that's why the Zohar says, Ashrei ha'adam yoidei serua. This is the trua of yoivil. This makkah brought an intense tshuva to Klal Yisrael. It brought them into a very high level. Even Paro is doing tshuva. Paro says, Sonach chatosi achapam. V'hatiru la'ashem elokechem. Chatosi, sonach chatosi achapam. Something which Paro never said before. Before he admitted that he sinned, but he never asked for forgiveness. By this makkah, the malchus of Paroi is starting to fall apart, which is going to happen by Makas Bechoris, but it's already felt now by Arba, the beginning of these last three makkahs. Like in Shvat, you start already to feel Nisan. How do you feel Shvat in Nisan? It's interesting. Shvat is the only month that for three Shabbosais in a row, Boi, B'Shalach, Yisroi, you read about something that happened at a different time, and it's like as if that time visits you. It's your duah. The Svarim tell us, the Imre Yosef of Spink said that when you read about a Yom Tov in Torah, it's more Yom Tov than when it's actually Yom Tov. That means this Shabbos, Parshas Boi, which is the Kriya of Pesach, Beruchnius, it's more Pesach this week than it is when it's actually Pesach in Nisan. Because here it's Pesach mitzad Torah. There it's Pesach mitzad Zman. So that means Parshas Boi is Pesach. B'Shalach is Shvi Shel Pesach. And Purim, the last nine Pesachim of B'Shalach, is the reading of Purim. Yisroi is Matan Torah. Where do you have a month that for 3 weeks in a row, you have the Kriya of a Yom Tov, and it's like, you know, it's like as if in the month of Shvat, we're being visited by Pesach, Shvi Shel Pesach, Purim, and Shavuos, all in the matter of 3 weeks. 3 weeks in a row. There's no other month like that. Take, for example, let's say in Iyar, you have Parshas Emor, which has in it the Kriya of Sukkos. But that's it. It's one Shabbos. Or 2 weeks before that, you have Achrei Mos, which Achrei Mos has in it the Kriya of Yom Kippur. Then you have Pinchas, which is the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh, the Musafim of all the Yomim Tovim. That's only one Parsha. 3 weeks in a row where you get to actually taste and to feel the Yomim Tovim that are coming in Shvat. No, it's in Shvat, we're already getting a Ha'ora and a taste of the upcoming Yomim Tovim of Purim, Pesach, Shvi Shel Pesach, and Shavuos, because it starts in Shvat. Shvat is the Haschola. Shvat is called the Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilam. There are four Rosh Hashanahs, as the Mishnah says in the first Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah. There's Be'echad, Be'Nisan, that we understand, Nisan, first month. Be'echad, Be'Tishrei, in many ways, that's the first month, we understand that too. Be'echad, Be'Elul, Elul is a new beginning. But Be'echad, Be'Shvat, Shvat, this is not a beginning now. This is like in the middle. It's not a beginning. It's not an end. Shvat has the power of Haskalah. This is a month of beginning. Just like Nisan is, and just like Tishrei is, and just like Elul is, so is Shvat. It's called Rosh Hashanah, which means it's a Haskalah. You see it in the Parsha. The beginning of Chumash should be really here, as Rashi says, HaChodesh Elohim. This is the beginning. Moshe begins teaching Sefer Devarim, Hoyel Moshe, Dafkin Chodesh Shvat. And by Arba, you already have a taste of the upcoming Makkah. In the Makkah of Arba, you have already, it's the beginning, it's the Haskalah, it's the Haskalah, the Geula of Mitzrayim, and also the future Geula as well. So in the month of Shvat, the way it works out in the Parshas, it's an amazing thing. The only month that 3 weeks in a row, you're already there. You're already in Purim, you're already in Pesach, you're already in Shvi Shel Pesach, you're already in Shavuos, all the way, as the Divrei Chaim said, starting from Tu B'Shvat. There aren't 2 weeks that go by without a Yom Tov. It's all uphill. Every 2 weeks, Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Adar. This year we have two, so we have Purim Katan, Adar Sheni, Purim, Nisan, Pesach, Iyar, Pesach Sheni, Lag V'Omer, then Sivan, then Shavuos, straight from Tu B'Shvat till Shavuos. And all that is read in the parashas in the month of Shvat. So it starts in Shvat. Torah is L'mayla Min Hazman. And the one who excelled in this was Yisachar, according to the Yaris Dvash, every month corresponds to another Shevet. There are 12 months, there are 12 Shvatim. So Shvat is Yisachar. It fits very well now, because Yisachar is the Yoidei Bina La'itim. Bina, Yoidei Bina La'itim. So if Shvat is Yisachar, and Shvat is when Arba happened, and Arba is Keneged Bina. And now we have the power, Chochmaschem u'binaschem, to be able to use our Chochma and Bina, to be Meshanes Zman, Tekufesum Azolas, HaChodesh Azolachem, Reish Chodoshim. This is what Yisachar excelled. Yisachar excelled in this topic, in this part of Torah. That's why Vayehi Lamas Oved, or as it says in Divrei Hayom, Mirei Yisachar Yoidei Bina Lo Itim Utas Mayazi Yisrael. That was their expertise. The idea of being Meshane Zman, the idea of, with Torah, Torah is Lamayla Min Hazman. Torah has the power, since it's Lamayla Min Hazman, to affect Zman. And this concept you see in the month of Shvat, because Shvat is the only month that has all these parashiyas where you have the Yomim Tovim for months to come, and yet it's like as if they're here now, because Torah is L'mayla Min Hazman. So in the Chodesh of Shvat, you have Purim, Pesach, Shvi Shel Pesach, and Shavuos. So by Makas Arba Davka, the Zohar tells us, Ashrei Ha'am Yoidei Seruah, because this Makkah brought a aura of Teruah, of Yoivul, into Mitzrayim. V'yes Oisoisai is Begematria, Misham Yekabetzcha Hashem Elokecha Misham Yekochecha, which means the gathering of all of Klal Yisrael. It's also Begematria, B'shnas HaYoivel HaZois, because Yoivel, that's the Trua. The Trua is Yoivel. Yoivel is the 50th year. It's the Shar Hanun. Trua is the Shar Hanun. Trua is Begematria Shar Hanun. Hinani Mevi, the Pasuk says here, Hinani Mevi Mochar Arba Begevulecha is exactly Begematria Trua. That's what this Makkah brought, Trua to Klal Yisrael. For the Goyim from Mitzrayim was Aveda, of the Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim comes to an end. Mitzrayim is finished. But so when Mitzrayim is finished, that's when Yerushalayim blossoms. When there's no more vegetation, there's no more food for Mitzrayim, there's Parnosa for Am Yisrael. It's Yadua that Shvat is the Chodesh Mesugel for Parnosa. It's Mesugel to be Mespalo for Parnosa and Chodesh Shvat. That's why in Chodesh Shvat you have the Parsha of the Mon, which you're supposed to say every day as a school of a Parnosa. That's why there's another opinion that Shvat is connected Osher. May Osher Shmeina Lachmoy, Shmeina Begematria Parnasa. Osher was the one who in his land there was a lot of food. It was every, his fruits and vegetables were Shmeina, were zaftig, were greasy, they were fat. May Osher Shmeina Lachmoy, who yitain madane melech, because Osher represents Shvat. Shvat is the month of Parnasa. So, and Parnassah, as we all know, comes with Kedushas HaBris. Yadua that those who are not Nizer and Kedushas HaBris lose their Parnassah. Masha'en can someone who has Parnassah, who is Mekadesh Umatayr himself, and he's Zeichet to Kedushas HaBris and Shoivavim, he's Zeichet to Parnassah. Parnassah is the letters Resen Peh. Resen means to harness. Harness your mouth, which part of Kedushas Shoivavim is Shmiras HaPeh. Resen Peh, someone who's careful not to talk when he shouldn't. He doesn't say Lashon Hara, he doesn't talk during davening. Resen Peh is Parnasa. He's Zeichet to Parnasa. And Peh, Begematria Mila. So this Makkah Arba brought to us Parnasa, because for them there's no food. For Mitzrayim there's no food. Nothing. No fruits. It's no more. Mitzrayim has no more Parnasa whatsoever. So if they don't have Parnasa, that means for us there is Parnasa, because whatever they had was Naguf. For us was Rafu. Because this Makkah is Shoivavim. But because this is the beginning of the last three Makkahs, which is the most it connected the Gimel Moichin and it's futuristic, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to go in. That's why here Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to go. Boy El Paroi, this is Yemais HaMashiach. If you add the word Boy to the word Paroi, Paroi is 355. And if you add a 3, Boy is 3, 3 plus 355 is 358, is Begematria Mashiach. So Moshe Rabbeinu is being told, Boy El Paroi, you're now beginning a cycle of Makkos. That's Yemais HaMashiach. It's Trua, it's Yovel, it's Shoivavim. So naturally, Moshe's afraid. This is something different. This is Lasid Lavai. I'm the Redeemer for now. I'm the Redeemer for the future too. The Zayar says, yes, you are. Goyal Rishon hu Goyal Achrayim. Moshe is Mashahoyah hu Sheyihyeh. Moshe Rabbeinu is not only the Redeemer for them, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Redeemer for all future generations. So this Makkah brought an aura, a level, a Shefa that did not exist in all the previous Makkahs. So here, the Malchus of Paroi begins to fall apart. We know by Makkahs Bechayrois, Paroi is not really a king anymore. Umeis kol b'chor. Paroi is running out of his pajamas. He's running out alone without any guards, telling everyone to get out of Mitzrayim. So his malchus comes to an end. But where did it start falling apart? It starts falling apart over here. That's why over here, Moshe Rabbeinu turns around. He doesn't show respect. Vayifen vayetze meyim paroi. And the avodim see that. So they begin to talk up. Till now they would never speak up to Paroi. They recognize, they're margish, they feel that the Malchus of Paroi, Mitzrayim, is now falling apart in Shvat already, by Makkas Arba, by the eighth Makkah. And that's why for the first time, Paroi uses the word, and so do they, Ivdu. Ivdu means serve. Paroi would never tell anyone to serve anyone other than himself. Paroi says about himself, Li Ya'iri Vani Asisini, I'm God. Paroi considers himself God. Hatanim HaGadol HaRoivetz B'Sech Ya'irav, as we read in the Haftarah last week. So Paroi's going to tell Moshe, go and serve your God? He never used that word before. He always said Zivchu, slaughter. He never said serve. Because you have to be my slaves. This is the first time that Paroi and his servants are telling Moshe Rabbeinu, go and serve your God. That's an indication, a sign, that his kingdom, his royalty is coming to an end. Not only that Moshe turns around and the Avodim are speaking up, but for the first time, the words that are being used, and the next Makkah and the Makkah afterwards as well, is Ivdu, because we're becoming Avdei Hashem now. When you wear tefillin is a time you makabel oil malchus shamayim. That's why the Yerushalmi says that an Eved Ivri is a shayla if he has to wear tefillin, because he's not totally meshubet to Hashem. He has an Adoin. He has a master. His kof is ba'achre b'loshen Azayar. So when we become free, when we're no longer enslaved, we can wear tefillin. And that starts by Makkas Arba. By Makkas Arba, when even the Mitzriim recognized, Ivdu es Hashem Elokeichem, you're no longer my slaves. Now you can put on tefillin. That's another connection between the Makkah that starts here, Arba, and ends with V'hoye lo'isal yadchel, v'tetofes b'nei necho, which is the mitzvah of tefillin. So, it's clear when one learns Chumash and looks and delves into the psukim correctly, you see these shinuyim, you see the beauty of Torah, you see how by every Makkah there are these nuances, there are different words, there are different hints to things that we didn't have in the previous parsha, we didn't have by the other Makkahs. Clearly the Torah is telling to us that with this Makkah, with this parsha, a total new hashpah comes down. And every year we read these parshias in the month of Shvat. Shvat is keneged Shevet. Shevet is Malchus Beis David. Lo yosur Shevet mi Yehuda u'mechaykek bein Raglov. V'kom Shevet mi Yisrael v'hiko eretz b'Shevet piv. By Makkas Arba, which is in Shvat. Shvat is the month for Aschalta de Geula. Shvat is the month for good news. Shvat stands for Shmuyz b'Soyreis Toivos. Especially that Eliyahu HaNavi is coming. Eliyahu HaNavi is the Mevasa b'Soyreis Toivos. And by Makkas Arba already, Klal Yisrael felt the good news that they're getting out of Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim itself is self-destructing. Mitzrayim is falling apart. Haterem teida ki avda Mitzrayim. The Avodim are telling Paroi. They're telling Paroi that Mitzrayim is coming to an end. Don't you see it? So that means when Mitzrayim comes to an end, that means Yerushalayim is developing. The Tzmicha of Tzemach David. By this Makkah it says, the word Tzemach, which it doesn't say by any other Makkah, it says it over here. So v'ochal is kol ha'etz hatzoymeach lochem min asoda, that which grows, all that grew from the ground that was left over by the hail was now destroyed by Arba. Arba is total destruction. There's nothing left to eat, and the Torah uses the word soymeach. So for Mitzrayim, there's no more tzmicha. For us, now there's tzmicha. Sham atzmiach keren leDavid es tzemach David avdecha meheres atzmiach. Now there's hope. Now there's growth for them, it's destruction for us it's growth. This time of year, Bechlal, is a time for growth. These weeks, Shaivavim, is a time to change, it's a time to do tshuva, it's a time to leave Mitzrayim, it's a time to get ready for Yerushalayim. It's a time for Boy to enter into Avodas Hashem, to go out of Mitzrayim and to give up all the narishkeit and the garbage and the nonsense and all the shtusim that unfortunately we're all involved in, and to realize this is a generation that there's so much shtusim, if you think about it, so much nonsense and trivia and such wasting of time. This is a zman to be masakin waste, and not any type of waste, any batola. These are the weeks to work on anything that's batola, and to concentrate on becoming Avdei Hashem, hallelujah, Avdei Hashem, that we should no longer be Avdei Paroi, no longer be Avodim to Mitzrayim, no longer Avodim to American culture, Avodim to technology, Avodim to all the Goyish culture and all the Goyish ways that unfortunately we're influenced. And we know, as we mentioned many times, we're now in a very, very special and auspicious time known as Moitzoei Shvius. It's the year after Shemitah, which is the eighth year, the Shmini. The year that the Gemara says Mashiach is going to come, the Moitzoei Shvius ben Dovin Bo. And one will say, well, you said that 8 years ago, and you said it 16 years ago, and you said, that's nonsense, because every time it gets closer. We're not getting further, we're getting closer, and the signs are clear. The signs, as we mentioned in the previous Shiurim, that which it says in the Alkut Shemayni and Yeshaya, Kapitel Samach, Shana Shevelech HaMashiach Niglaboy, the year that Mashiach is going to come, or the time that Mashiach is going to come, no one knows exactly when that is. There's no Navi today who can pinpoint the exact date. But clearly, the Midrashim point that the time we're in now, what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on with ISIS, what's going on with Iran and Saudi Arabia, which was prophesied 2,000 years ago, there's going to be a sichsuch between Paras and Arvi. How could that not blow the mind of anyone who looks at that medrash that just a few years ago it made no sense? No one understood that Paras would be an enemy of Klal Yisrael, an enemy of America. And today it's clear that the Midrashim foresaw everything that's going to happen that we see in our time and all the provocations, with whether it's with North Korea, whether it's with Russia and Turkey and with Ukraine. All these things were told by Tzaddikim years ago, like all the Midrashim that are going to happen. And it's all happening as we get closer and closer to Eretz Yisrael, Ne'er Yerushalayim. It's all happening in this year of Moitzoei Shvius. And now that we're in the days of Shaivavim, Shuvu Banim Shaivavim is Begematria Tovshin Ayin Vav. That's the year we're in now, this year of Tavshan Ayin Vav, this special year. Tavshan Ayin Vav is Begematria, Bias HaMashiach. You can't get a better Gematria than that. Bias HaMashiach, which is something which we say every day in Ani Mamin, for thousands of years. Bias HaMashiach is Begematria 776, Tavshan Ayin Vav, the year we're in now, Uparatzta, which is Begematria Tavshan Ayin Vav. The Shuvu Banim Shaivavim will bring to Bias HaMashiach, clearly. Shaivavim, Tikun Shaivavim is what's going to bring to the Tzaddik, because that's the letter that represents the month of Shvat, Ki Yodua. This is the letter of Shvat, the Tzaddik. Tzaddik is the Midah of Bris. Tzaddik is the letter that Mashiach is going to reveal to us, like Pei was the letter that Moshe revealed. Tzaddik is the letter that Mashiach will reveal. Tzvila Tzaddik, as we spoke by Arichas, by the Rosh Chodesh here. We should talk about Zaycha to utilize the time that we're in now properly, the days of Shoivavim, the month of Shvat, the holy month of Shvat, this month which every minute of it is Shoivavim. And this is the only month that has Kamat every Yom Tov in it, in the Kriya, in the Laning, in Boy, and this is Pesach this week, and next week is Shvi Shal Pesach, and it's Purim already, and the week after that is Shavuos. We don't have to wait for the Yom Tov. It's already Yom Tov in Chodesh Shvat. In Chodesh Shvat, we have the Besura Toiva. We have already the Ha'ara of all the Yom Tovim. We should talk about Zeichet to go out of Mitzrayim, and B'hayakiyah V'yachet to come into Eretz Yisrael, Boy, to enter into Avodas Hashem, to daven the way we're supposed to make brachas the way we're supposed to learn with Amkus, to give tzedakah and to be nizer, and all that will prepare us and save us from Chevelim Mashiach and Melchanas Gog Magog. And we should talk about Zeichet to a very, very great week and a special Shabbos. And for all those who are listening all over the world, have a great Shabbos and a guten Chodesh.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.